pregame show.
Now
from the Illyrica broadcast booth at PK Park, here's Matt Dompay.
And welcome into Emeralds Baseball, and welcome to the Molina Immigration pregame show. We're getting ready for game two of this week's six-game series between the M's and the visiting Spokane Indians, who now own a tenuous half-game lead over Eugene in the first half Northwest League standings. The M's got the week off to a good start with an offense breaking out, tying their season high with 12 runs last night. Spokane started the ball game with a 20-year-old right-hander, Victor Juarez, on the mound, and he was able to pitch around a single and a double in the first inning, but in the second, he started by hitting Andrew Cachel, and then he walked Zach Morgan to set up Alex Suarez. The 2-0, he goes after it and hits it high and deep down the left field line, and that ball is gone! So Suarez jumps all over that 2-0 pitch, and he knocks it out of here, a three-run shot, and the Emeralds are out in front here in the bottom of the second inning. And then just a couple of batters later, Diego Velasquez, the M switch hitting shortstop, came up with a man aboard. Pitch on the way. Velasquez hits this one well to left center field. Long run for Carrick, and he's not going to get there. It short hops the wall. McDaniel, late break from second. He'll round third, and he'll come in to score. So Velasquez, with his second double of the ball game, drives in another run. It's now 4-0 Emeralds, and they're still batting here in the bottom of the second with just one out. The M's would add another run on a Rodolfo Nolasco sack fly to make it a 5-0 lead in the second. And then in the bottom of the third, Suarez came up again with one on and one out. Franzen delivers, and Suarez gets a hold of this one. And you can tell it goodbye. So Suarez, two homers in the first three innings tonight. And that one was a laser, a line drive to left center field, 408 feet, as he puts the Emeralds up 7-0. Seth Lonsway was the M starter, and he was the beneficiary of all those early runs. And he had his second fine start of the year against the Spokane offense. He retired the first six batters of the ballgame and then pitched through an error and a single in the third. Lonsway comes home. Carrick hits it on the ground. That should be two. On to second for one to first. A double play. 6-4-3. Just what Lonsway was looking for after the first two men reach. But then in the fourth inning, a hit batter and a throwing error brought Robbie Martin Jr. to the plate for the Indians, and he blasted one to put Spokane on the board. And Robbie Martin Jr. gets a hold of that one. And that ball is gone. So Spokane takes advantage this time. And still nobody out in the fourth inning. They put up a three-run shot off the bat of Robbie Martin Jr., his third home run of the season. And the Emeralds' lead is trimmed to 7-3. That would be all Lonsway allowed as he finished five innings, allowing just those three runs. One of them was unearned. Here comes the 0-2. Another curveball, and he got him looking. So Lonsway strands a pair with back-to-back strikeouts here in the top of the fifth inning. Eugene plated four more runs in their half of the fourth to pretty much put the game away. Zach Morgan collected a two-out RBI knock. And Morgan sends this one into center field, and that's going to fall in front of Carrick. Perez got a great jump, and he will score without a throw. So Zach Morgan comes through with a two-out RBI single and extends the Emeralds' lead. It's now 8-3. And then Turner Hill came up with the bases loaded. This one rifled down the right field line, fair. That's going to run all the way to the corner. One run scores, two runs score. Here comes a third. It's a base-clearing double for Turner Hill. And the Emeralds have broken it open. It's 11-3, Eugene. So So plenty of runs on the board. The Emeralds, after five frames from Lonsway, turned things over to Seth Corey, who tossed two scoreless innings of his own. And then Cam Cotter came on to close out the final two frames. 2-2. And he got him swinging. So that'll do it. Cotter does strike out the side in order to end the ninth inning and end the ball game as the Emeralds go on to win by a final of 12-5 to take the series opener and move to within just a half a game of Spokane. Well, the M's got back to their winning formula with early runs and a lockdown bullpen performance. Eugene is now 18-4 when they score first. So that is going to be a key the rest of this week as they have an opportunity to pull back into first place alone with a win here tonight over Spokane. The M's will look to get that dub with Dylan Cumming on the hill. And he has been a good one in the rotation for the M's this year. Overall, he has a 1.88 earned run average in eight outings. He has struck out 41 batters in 28 and two-thirds innings. Cumming was named the Northwest League Pitcher of the Month in April after allowing just one earned run in 18 innings of work the first month of the season. His three May outings have been solid, not quite as spectacular. 2 weeks ago here at home, he blanked Tri-City over four and two-thirds innings of relief to earn the win. The last week, he allowed three earned runs and only made it through the second inning against the Aqua Sox. On the other side tonight, Spokane will go with a lefty for game two. Nick Bush is 27 years old. He was selected in the eighth round by the Rockies back in 2018. And Bush is working his way back from injury as he missed the entire 2023 campaign. Bush spent all of 2022 with AA Hartford in the Rockies system, finishing with a 3.68 earned run average over 19 starts. He began his comeback on May 7th this year down in the Arizona Complex League, going three scoreless innings. And then he threw last Wednesday for Spokane against Vancouver, allowing one run on six hits and two walks in three and two-thirds innings of work. So that is the pitching matchup for tonight. Dylan Cumming goes for the Emeralds, and it'll be Nick Bush for Spokane. Right now, we'll take a quick break here on the Molina Immigration pregame show. We'll be right back. We'll get you tonight's starting lineups. That'll be followed by First Pitch. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball here on 95.3 The Score.
At Eugene Airport, we want to say thank you. Thank you to our passengers for choosing us to connect them to destinations, other cultures, and families and friends. Thank you for our dedicated staff for ensuring your airport experience is outstanding. And thank you, local residents, businesses, and teams for making us your link to wherever you want to go. Thank you for flying local. Thank you for flying EUG. Eugene Airport is a proud supporter of the Eugene Emeralds and Los Monarcas.
At Oregon's Business Bank, things look better from the summit. Born 20 years ago, right here in Eugene, we've grown our business by growing your businesses. Summit Bank, reinvesting more than $250,000 in the last year alone back into our community. We're local, we're committed, and we're getting it done. Summit Bank, Oregon's Business Bank.
Here at locally owned and operated Illyrica Networks, we use the same service you do, so you can be rest assured that you're getting the very best internet service, whether for home, business, or enterprise. At Illyrica, we make sure that each of our valued customers gets the plan that best fits their needs. So whether you require basic service or faster speeds for gaming or HD video streaming, we will make sure to match you with the plan that works best for your home or business. Illyrica Networks always goes the extra mile. Give us a call or find out more at Illyrica.net.
Fred Meyer always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Fred Meyer app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Eugene Emeralds Radio Network presents the Molina Immigration Pregame Show. On 95.3 The Score, here's Matt Dompay.
And welcome back to PK Park as we get ready for game two of this week's six-game series here on the Molina Immigration Pregame Show. I want to remind you that you can find Molina Immigration on social media or call 541-653-8899. and let's soar together towards brighter tomorrows. Into tonight's starting lineups, first for the visitors. Spokane comes in 21-15, a half-game lead in these first-half standings here in the Northwest League over the second-place Emeralds. Leading off, it'll be the center fielder Cole Carrig. Dion Jorge will be at shortstop. He'll bat second for Spokane. Kyle Karros, the UCLA product, will be at third base and bat third. Robbie Martin Jr. is back in right field. He'll bat fourth. He had two dingers in last night's ball game in the loss for Spokane. Juan Guerrero is the designated hitter. He'll bat fifth. First five in the order for the Indians, the exact same as last night. Jake Snyder will get his first appearance in a Spokane uniform as he was just promoted from Fresno yesterday after being drafted originally by the Pirates back in 2019. He was released by the Pirates in 2022, played indie ball last year before being signed just before spring training this year, and he'll make his Northwest League debut in this one. Bryant Betancourt is at first base. He'll bat seventh. Jesus Ordonez gets his first start of the series. He'll be behind the plate and batting eighth, with Gene Perez back in the lineup. He'll be at second base and batting ninth after collecting a couple of base hits, a double and a triple last night. For the Emeralds, their lineup looks like this. Quinn McDaniel will move up to the leadoff spot. He'll be in center field for this one. Normally, second base is his spot. Turner Hill will be in right field. He'll bat second. Diego Velasquez moves to the three-hole in the lineup, and he'll be back at shortstop. Rodolfo Nolasco will be at DH. He'll bat fourth. O'Neill Perez will be behind the plate, batting fifth. Justin Wiskoski gets his first start of the series. He'll be at third base, hitting sixth. Thomas Covello will be in there at second base, batting seventh. Alex Suarez is in left field, batting eighth. He, of course, had the big night last night. He was 3-for-3 with two big flies, a double, and five runs batted in. Through May 12th, the first 32 games that the Emeralds played this year, Suarez had seen just seven starts. It was tough for him to get playing time. Now, tonight, this will be his 10th consecutive start. So he looks to keep things rolling after the big night and the series opening win. And Garrett Frechette, he will bat ninth and be at first base. He's another Emerald bench player that's had some trouble getting onto the field. It'll be just his eighth start of the season. So the Emeralds do take the field here on a Wine Wednesday presented by King Estate Winery. So we will take a quick break, but we'll be back with First Pitch coming up. Game two between the Spokane Indians and your Eugene Emeralds right here on 95.3 The Score.
This has been the Molina Immigration Pregame Show on the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network.
High and deep to right center field, and you can tell it goodbye.
Time to hit the concession stand because First Pitch is up next on the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network and 95.3 The Score.
As summer approaches, discover all Newport has to offer. A world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Yaquinahead Lighthouse, and more. Newport is home to many popular restaurants, breweries, and unique shops. Enjoy outdoor experiences for the family like fishing, crabbing, hiking, and mountain biking. Love nature? You'll enjoy bird watching, whale watching, and storm watching. So what are you waiting for? Your adventure starts here at discovernewport.com.
This is Michael with Serviceman Painting, a veteran-owned and operated company serving all of Lane County and beyond. As veterans, we know what it takes to get the job done and done well. Our number one goal is to offer a quality product that will exceed your expectations. Serviceman Painting offers interior and exterior painting for residential as well as commercial. Whether you're wanting to repaint your house or this is a new construction home or business, we got you covered. Give Serviceman Painting a call for a free estimate and get on our schedule today.
Are you looking to score big with your sports card collection? Look no further than Hooker Sports Cards, your premier destination for all things sports cards, both new and vintage. Whether you're a diehard fan or a casual collector, Hooker Sports Cards has everything you need to take your collection to the next level. Our selection spans from rookie cards to Hall of Famers, ensuring there's something for every collector. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for info on upcoming trade night. Plus, with our friendly and knowledgeable staff, you'll always feel like an MVP when you shop with us. Located on West 7th in downtown Eugene, visit Hooker Sports Cards today and hit a home run with your collection.
Great news. I just got the State Farm Personal Price Plan on our home and auto insurance.
You told our agent about my thing for romance novels?
No, you don't have to get that personal. Our agent just helped me choose affordable options to create a personalized price just for us.
Oh, sweet. Then you won't believe the love triangle Jen is in now.
Find Mitch Hannon's State Farm agent at MitchHannon.com.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Now, back to the Illyrica Networks broadcast booth for more Emeralds action. Live from PK Park, here's Matt Dompe.
And welcome into PK Park and the Illyrica Networks broadcast booth. Dylan Cumming, the reigning Northwest League Pitcher of the Week, makes his warm-up tosses. He looks to keep the Emeralds in the win column. They got a W last night, came in struggling. In the previous two series, they had lost 9 of 12 to concede first place to the Spokane Indians. A win tonight, though, and the Emeralds would leapfrog them and be alone atop the Northwest League standings. For coming on the season, a 1.88 ERA, 41 strikeouts against just 10 base on balls allowed. So far this year, he faced Spokane back on May 3rd, went four innings, allowed a couple of earned runs, a couple of hits, six strikeouts and two walks in a no decision. So it's been an overcast day. A few raindrops here and there, but the sun now just peeking out as we get close to first pitch here. That's kind of bad news for the defenders on the left side of the field. Already you can see the third baseman, Wishkoski, and the left fielder, Suarez. Checking out the sun, trying to see what their strategy is going to be to shield their eyes before each pitch. So Dylan Cumming delivers a fastball at 88 for a called strike. So we are underway, 6:38 first pitch. A brisk 57 degrees here in late May. Cumming comes right back. And gets a strike over the inside corner to make it 0-2 to Cole Carrig. Carrig in the opener last night was 0-3. Did drive in a run with a sacrifice fly. Watches this one miss. 1-2 the count. After Carrig, it'll be Dion Jorge and then Kyle Karros here in the top of the first inning. Carrig rolls this one over to the first base side. Gloved by Frechette, flips to Cumming. And there's one away. So here's Dion Jorge. Jorge, 21 years old, out of Havana. They list him at 6'3", 170 pounds. As he stands in from the right side, coming, hair flapping in the wind, comes home and takes something off of it, gets a swing and a miss. Cumming works quickly, the 0-1, well off the plate away, gets another swing and a miss for a strike. So a quick 0-2 hole here for Jorge. Cumming pounding the zone here in the early going. Five of the first six pitches have been for strikes. Here comes the 0-2, and he got him swinging. Back to the breaking ball, Jorge way out in front, two up, two down here in the top of the first inning. Well, M's Baseball is brought to you by the team at Josh Gorley State Farm, a local agency offering auto, home, and business insurance in Lane County and beyond for more than 20 years. Josh Gorley State Farm Agency is located at 1510 Coburn Road and online at joshgorley.com. Cumming, another off-speed pitch. That one just misses. Kyle Caro steps to the plate. Karros turns on that inside offering, pulls it foul, and the count is 1-1. Last night, Karros was 0-4, including a couple of strikeouts. Cumming delivers. Karros lays off the breaking ball running down and away. So the count is 2-1. Karros Karros takes that one, and it just misses maybe a bit high. So 3-1 the count. Center fielder McDaniel shades Karros to go the opposite way. And he does go the opposite way, a line drive through the right side of the infield for a two-out single. So that'll extend this first inning for Robbie Martin Jr. And Robbie Martin Jr. supplied most of the offense last night for Spokane. Emeralds won by a final score of 12-5. Martin drove in 4 of those 5 runs on a couple of long balls. He put a couple onto the roof beyond the right field wall here as he falls behind in the count 0-1. Coming, more soft stuff, gets a swing and a miss. Martin out on the front foot that time, and the count is 0-2. Martin came in hot into this series. In his last 4 games, he's 9-for-16 now with 3 home runs as he gets a topspin liner through the right side for a base hit. That pitch was up, but he got on top of it. Pulls it for a single, back-to-back hits, puts runners at first and second for Spokane with 2 away here in the top of the first inning. So Juan Guerrero, the batter. Guerrero, a .281 hitter on the season, but he's been much better at home up at Avista Stadium, hitting .333 at home. Just .204 on the road. O'Neill Perez jogged out to the mound quickly to have a quick chat with Cumming. And now he's back into the squat. 2 on, 2 out here in the top of the first inning. No score. There's an off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed. The curveball at 74 miles an hour. So Cumming has started strike 1-4 of the first 5 batters in this outing. Comes home with a slide step, same curveball, and a swing and a miss makes it 0-2. In fact, he's gotten to 0-2 against 4 of the first 5 batters tonight. O2 delivery, same pitch, same result. That one off the plate away, but a swinging strike 3. 2 punch outs for Cumming. Pitches around the 2 singles, and we are scoreless heading to the bottom of the first. We're underway here at PK Park. You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score.
Point S Tire and Auto is a proud sponsor of the Eugene Emeralds. Whether your plans take you to the ballgame or just hitting the road, you can rely on Point S to properly maintain your car or truck with new tires, brakes, or most services for your vehicle. There are 5 stores locally, including Eugene, Springfield, Junction City, Cresswell, and Cottage Grove. Take the stress out of driving as there's no stress with Point S. Call or make an appointment online at pointstire.com.
No stress with Point S.
The living is fantastic right now. There's so much to do and see, going to an M's game, hanging with friends, rapping down the McKenzie, celebrating a wedding, enjoying a barbecue. Whatever you do, have fun and be sure you're safe on the road. Think about sharing a ride or hailing a ride. Make the right choice. Grab a ride, just don't drink and drive. This is a friendly reminder from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, to be sure you get home safely.
Want to be part of a cleaner, greener Eugene while also saving money? The Eugene Water and Electric Board is committed to offering programs that can help customers conserve energy and water while also reducing their utility bills. The cheapest, greenest energy is the energy you never use. That is why EWEB always encourages efficiency and conservation first. They offer programs to help you upgrade your home's efficiency, as well as conservation tips on how to save energy and water in your home or business. Learn more at eweb.org/saveenergy.
This is the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network on 95.3 The Score. From the Illyrica Networks broadcast booth at PK Park, here's Matt Dompe.
Bottom of the first inning, scoreless ball game. Emeralds get their first crack at it. Quinn McDaniel, Turner Hill, and Diego Velasquez to face the veteran lefty, Nick Bush. Bush into his motion, comes home, and the first pitch, a fastball at 88 over the outer half for a called strike, 0-1. Bush was an eighth-round pick back in 2018 out of LSU. 0-1. This one a little further off the plate, but a swing and a miss makes it nothing and two. Bush missed all of last year with a shoulder injury. Missed his first year at LSU way back in 2016 due to Tommy John surgery. He was a medical redshirt his freshman year. The 0-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. So McDaniel down on three pitches, and here comes Turner Hill. Well, in Oregon, we take distracted driving seriously, which is why you could be pulled over and receive fines for up to $2,500 if convicted of driving while using a mobile device. So please park your phone before you start your car. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Third baseman Karros was already playing in, started charging in as Hill showed bunt, but he pulls it back and takes a called strike. Bush rocks, comes home, and misses down and away. One ball, one strike. Hill last night, 2 for 4. Drove in 3 runs with a base-clearing double down the right field line. That was the finishing touches on the Emeralds' 12-5 win. Hits this one to right field, but playable for Robbie Martin Jr., who comes in a few steps and puts it away for the second out here in the bottom of the first inning. So Diego Velasquez will be the batter with 2 down, bases empty. No score here in the last of the first. Bush into his motion, and the lefty comes home and misses low. Velasquez continues to hit left-handed pitching well, a 316 mark, just 19 at-bats, 6 hits. 284 against righties for the switch hitter. The 1-0 takes that one at the knees over the outside corner for a called strike. Velasquez sends this one back up the middle for a base hit. So just like Spokane did, they extend the first inning with a single. Spokane put 2 men aboard before coming. Struck out Juan Guerrero to strand them both. Now Rodolfo Nolasco will get a chance here. Nolasco was scuffling to start the year. The Pirates traded him to the Giants organization. He was immediately assigned here to Eugene. He's 10 for 32 in 8 ball games in an Emeralds uniform. A 924 OPS and a couple of home runs. He has, however, struck out 15 times in those 32 at-bats. As Nick Bush comes home, and that misses down and away. Good take that time. Bush gets his sign from Ordonez, who sets up on the outside corner. And he hits the glove for a called strike, 1-1. Nick Bush started his professional career here in the Northwest League back in 2018, pitching for Boise. 1-1, swing and a miss, makes it 1-2. Bush never pitched here at PK Park in his 9 starts for the Boise Hawks, a former member of the Northwest League, but did face the Emeralds once. There he goes. Oh. And they've got Velasquez picked off. He takes off for second, and they're going to call him safe. Perez, the second baseman, applied the tag. Spokane's defense was starting to jog off the field, but the save call comes from the base umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. So the inning continues. Velasquez will be awarded a stolen base, his 10th of the year. And he's in scoring position. 1-2 pitch on its way. Velasquez takes off for third, but the pitch is swung on and missed. So Nolasco down on strikes. Couple of punch outs for Bush. And he strands Velasquez after the two-out single. So we'll move on to the second. Nothing here from PK Park. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball here on 95.3 The Score.
The choices you've made before make a difference for future you. Especially when you're talking about finances. You started saving years ago, and your money has grown. Smart. You learned how to budget, and now you're on a better financial path. It all adds up. Whether you're opening a savings account, getting a great rate on a loan, or looking for financial guidance, it's all an investment in yourself. And future you will thank you. Selco Community Credit Union. Live a good life. Membership qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Here at locally owned and operated Illyrica Networks, we use the same service you do, so you can be rest assured that you're getting the very best internet service, whether for home, business, or enterprise. At Illyrica, we make sure that each of our valued customers gets the plan that best fits their needs. So whether you require basic service or faster speeds for gaming or HD video streaming, we will make sure to match you with the plan that works best for your home or business. Illyrica Networks always goes the extra mile. Give us a call or find out more at Illyrica.net.
What's up, sandwich heads? Today on Steve-O's Sandwich Reviews, we've got the tips and tricks to the best sandwich order. And it all starts with this little guy right here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Partial to pastrami, craving a Cubano. Yeah, sounds delicious, but boom! Add the crisp, refreshing taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar and cue the fireworks. Lunch, dinner, or late night, it'll be a sandwich worth celebrating. Trust me, your boy has eaten a lot of sandwiches in his day, and the one thing I can say with absolute fact, every bite is better with Pepsi.
The Eugene Emeralds Radio Network rolls on from the Illyrica Network's broadcast booth on 95.3 The Score. Live from PK Park, here's Matt Dompay.
And welcome back to PK Park, top of the second inning. Jake Snyder will lead things off. Dylan Cumming, the Emeralds right-hander, delivers. Another off-speed pitch and another swing and a miss. Cumming used 18 pitches in that first inning. A couple of strikeouts, a couple of singles. Kept Spokane off the board. There's a slow curve. Backdoors in for a called strike. 0-2, 73 miles an hour on the stadium radar gun. Cumming continues to work quickly. Delivers, and that just misses inside. Perez was ready to sling that thing around the horn. Instead, a 1-2 count. Cumming delivers, and this one served into left field. Suarez got a pretty good jump, and he's not going to be able to get there, and it skips under his glove, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Snyder around second. Now he's at third. They're going to wave him around for the inside the park home run. Here comes the throw from short, and he will score standing up. So the defensive miscue out in left leads to a run as Snyder comes all the way around to make it 1-0 Spokane. And oh, by the way, his very first at-bat as a Spokane Indian. First pitch here misses to Betancourt. Cumming comes back, evens up the count. Now right back with the 1-1. And that's too far inside. 2-1. So right now they put that on the board as a hit. I mean, it was obviously a base hit. It was at the very least a single. But for now, we'll mark it down as an inside the park home run as Betancourt swings and misses to even up the count. 2-2. So an inauspicious beginning here to the second inning for Eugene. Here's the 2-2. A little tapper foul. And the count remains the same. Another 2-2 on its way. And that misses just off the plate away. Tried to backdoor him again. And now the count is full. This one foul tipped into the glove of Perez. He squeezes it for the third strike. Third punch out for Dylan Cumming. So we can confirm that Snyder was awarded an inside the park home run. Of course, it was just last year we saw an inside the parker here at PK Park. It was Zach Morgan, Emerald's catcher, as Jesus Ordonez, the Spokane catcher, rolls the first pitch foul, strike one. Zach Morgan in his first game as an Emerald. It was a Sunday getaway day. It was one of our TV broadcasts on the local CW network. And he launched one against the Spokane Indians in the left center field. The two outfielders collided, and Morgan came all the way around to score. The 1-1 runs way inside. Two balls and a strike here to Ordonez. Two one on its way. Big swing and a miss. A slow curveball. Ordonez ended up slipping and tumbling to the ground after the whiff. Evens up the count. Two balls and two strikes. One down, base is empty. One run in here in the second. 1-0 Spokane lead. Velasquez has a chance at a big chopper. He stayed back and then charged in. He had a catcher running, so he's able to make the play 6-3 for the second out of the inning. So that'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Gene Perez. Perez had a couple of hits last night, a double and a triple. But he had really been scuffling coming in. In his previous 10 games before this series began, he was just 1-for-27. Cumming delivers up and in, ball one. Another bouncing ball to the left side. Velasquez gets to it quickly, throws a one-hopper over to first in time for the out. So Spokane takes the early lead on the inside the park home run from Jake Snyder. It's 1-0 Indians as we head to the bottom of the second after a break here on 95.3 The Score.
How can you breathe easy? You can breathe easy by getting outdoors, exercising, and enjoying the fresh air. Breathe easy knowing you made the right decision for your health to kick tobacco. For free tools to kick tobacco your way, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or quitnow.net/Oregon. This is brought to you by Lane County Prevention, a section of Lane County Public Health.
Dear road rivals, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost tire rotations, no-cost fluid level adjustments, and more. That's a whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. Nissan and Ford charge extra for maintenance. And that's the kind of extra nobody needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/19/2024, covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for coverage details.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Our new breakfast burrito is a fully loaded breakfast. I don't even know if I have enough time to tell you everything that's inside. Two fresh cracked eggs, seasoned breakfast potatoes, 6 strips of bacon, cheese, cheese sauce wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. Yes! Now, come and get it. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new breakfast burrito.
Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Now, back to the Illyrica Network's broadcast booth for more Emeralds action. Live from PK Park, here's Matt Dompe.
The Emeralds playing from behind tonight. O'Neal Perez will lead things off. 1-0 Spokane leads as we start the bottom of the second. It's preschool night here at PK Park. Emeralds working with Head Start Lane County. O'Neal Perez takes low ball one. All the preschool families and faculty did a fundraiser tonight. Did a parade, walked around the field before the ball game. Second year in a row we've held this promotion. Seems to be a hit so far as the 1-0 misses low. Two balls and no strikes. Here comes the 2-0. Nick Bush misses just off the plate away. 3-0. Perez last night, he was 0-for-4, one of just two Emeralds in the lineup that did not record hits in the 12-run barrage. 3-0 misses too far inside. So we'll lead off walk. Perez is aboard. And Justin Wischkowski will come to the plate. Keep our eye on Perez. He has 10-for-10 in stolen base attempts. But Spokane's catcher tonight, Jesus Ordonez, he is excellent at throwing out runners. He has thrown out 36% so far this year, 9 out of 25. And that's down from his performance last year, where he split time between Fresno and Spokane as Wischkowski tries to bunt, but he fouls it back. Last year, Ordonez caught 41% of base stealers. That is an incredible number, especially with all the rules changes to make base stealing more enticing for the offense. Bush delivers, and Wischkowski is going to find his way aboard after a single through the right side. Perez was thinking about going first to third, and he stumbled and fell down, and he's kind of upset. It looked like he rolled his ankle, possibly. He's favoring the right foot. Joe Holstead, the Emeralds trainer, will come out, as will the manager, Jeremiah Knackstead. You see on the replay there him stumbling around the bag. Couldn't quite tell exactly what happened. Maybe he just rolled the ankle on the bag. But Holstead continues to look at that right foot. So the Emeralds will have runners at first and second with nobody out here in this bottom of the second inning, trying to answer the run that Spokane put up at the top half of this inning with an inside-the-park home run. Now Perez is going to try to jog it out. He's going to say a wind sprint out towards center field, but he's not exactly sprinting at this point. So it looks like he will stay in the game. Still hunched over. You can tell he's in a lot of pain. But we will resume here as the trainer, Joe Holstead, exits to the first base dugout. So Wischkowski didn't really get all of that one, but it found a way to right field. A walk and a single sets up Thomas Gavello here. Two on and nobody out. Perez is going to take off for third, and he'll be thrown out. The third baseman, Karros, was playing in even closer than the bag at third. And when Perez took off, the infield shouted at the pitcher. Bush stepped off the rubber, turned through to Karros, and they had him by a good margin. So the Emeralds run themselves into an out. And it's the first time Perez has been caught stealing this year. So now a runner on first. But the pitch high skips off the glove of Ordonez to the backstop, and Wischkowski will take second on the wild pitch. So there's a lot going on. A walk, a single, an injury, a caught stealing, and now a wild pitch. When you add it all up, it's a runner on second base with one out, and Gavello facing a 1-0 count. Wind blowing out towards center field here tonight in the early going. It was really blowing in the mid-afternoon as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back and out of play. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Gavella waits as Bush comes set, ignores the runner at second, and delivers too far outside. 2-1 the count. Gavella just one hit in 13 at-bats against Southpaws. Two-one pitch, too far outside. 3-1 the count. Giants are a strike away from claiming victory in Pittsburgh. Second night in a row